A Year in the Life of William Shakespeare, 1599. The stage is set. As I embarked on this journey to explore a pivotal year in the life of William Shakespeare, I found myself transported to the bustling streets of Elizabethan London. The year 1599 was a time of great change and uncertainty for England. Queen Elizabeth, now in her 60s, faced mounting threats from abroad and growing unrest at home. The Spanish Armada loomed large in recent memory, and rebellions simmered in Ireland. It was against this backdrop of political turmoil that Shakespeare, then 35 years old, would produce some of his most enduring works. I chose to focus on 1599 not merely for its historical significance, but because it marked a turning point in Shakespeare's career. This was the year he became a shareholder in the newly built Globe Theatre, giving him a stable venue for his plays and a greater stake in their success. More importantly, it was a year of remarkable creative output, during which he penned Henry V, Julius Caesar, As You Like It, and began work on Hamlet. These plays represent a quantum leap in Shakespeare's artistry, showcasing a new depth of character and complexity of language that would define his later works. The Globe rises. As the year dawned, Shakespeare and his fellow actors of the Lord Chamberlain's Men faced a crisis. Their lease on the theater in Shoreditch had expired, and the landlord was threatening to tear it down. In a daring move that would change the course of theatrical history, the company dismantled the theater under cover of night and ferried its timbers across the Thames to Southwark. There, on land leased from Sir Nicholas Brend, they began construction of the Globe. The Globe was more than just a new playhouse. It was a symbol of Shakespeare's growing ambition and influence. As a shareholder, he now had a vested interest in the success of every production. This financial stake likely spurred him to new creative heights as he sought to draw larger crowds and outshine rival companies. The Globe's circular shape, with its motto of Totus Mundus Agit Histrionum, the whole world is a playhouse, seemed to embody Shakespeare's expanding artistic vision. Henry V, The Making of a King. With the Globe rising from the muddy banks of the Thames, Shakespeare turned his pen to a play that would capture the martial spirit of the age. Henry V was a celebration of English nationhood, a rallying cry at a time when the country faced threats from Spain and Ireland. Yet it was also a nuanced exploration of the burdens of leadership and the human cost of war. I was struck by how Shakespeare wove contemporary concerns into his historical narrative. The play's famous, Once More Unto the Breach, speech echoed the rhetoric used to drum up support for the Earl of Essex's Irish campaign. Yet Shakespeare was too canny to offer simple propaganda. He included scenes that showed the common soldiers' fear and resentment, and even allowed the Welsh, Scots, and Irish characters to mock English pretensions. The character of Henry himself is a masterpiece of ambiguity. Is he the ideal Christian king or a ruthless Machiavellian schemer? Shakespeare leaves it to the audience to decide, a technique that would become increasingly important in his later tragedies. This ability to present multiple perspectives, to show the world in all its complexity, was a hallmark of Shakespeare's mature style. Julius Caesar, Power and Persuasion. As summer approached, Shakespeare shifted his gaze from medieval England to ancient Rome. Julius Caesar was a play perfectly attuned to the anxieties of Elizabethan England. With an aging queen on the throne and no clear successor, the specter of civil war loomed large in the public imagination. Shakespeare's depiction of the assassination of Caesar and the chaos that followed served as a warning about the dangers of political instability. What fascinated me most about Julius Caesar was Shakespeare's exploration of the power of rhetoric. The famous funeral orations of Brutus and Antony are masterclasses in persuasive speech. Shakespeare shows how language can be used to sway the masses, a theme that resonated strongly in an age of increasing literacy and political awareness. The plays focus on the inner thoughts and motivations of its characters, particularly Brutus, also marked a new level of psychological depth in Shakespeare's writing. As You Like It, a pastoral interlude. In the midst of these weighty historical dramas, Shakespeare produced one of his most delightful comedies. As You Like It is a play that revels in the power of imagination and the liberating potential of theater. Set in the Forest of Arden, it offers an escape from the political intrigues of the court into a world where identity is fluid and love conquers all. I was particularly struck by the character of Rosalind, one of Shakespeare's most fully realized female characters. Her wit, intelligence, and emotional depth make her a worthy predecessor to the heroines of his later comedies. The play's famous "All the World's a Stage Speech," delivered by the melancholy Jax, seems to encapsulate Shakespeare's growing awareness of the artifice of theater and its relation to real life. Hamlet, the birth of modern consciousness. As 1599 drew to a close, Shakespeare began work on what would become his most famous play. Hamlet represents the culmination of all the themes and techniques he had been developing throughout the year. The play's exploration of interiority, its complex treatment of politics and family dynamics, and its profound philosophical questioning mark it as a turning point not just in Shakespeare's career, but in the history of Western literature. While Hamlet wouldn't be completed until the following year, its gestation during 1599 is crucial to understanding Shakespeare's development as a writer. The play's famous soliloquies, with their probing examination of the human psyche, built on the techniques he had honed in Julius Caesar. The political intrigue at the Danish court echoed themes from Henry V, while the play's meta-theatrical elements harked back to As You Like It. A year of transformation. As I reflect on Shakespeare's remarkable achievements in 1599, I'm struck by how this single year encapsulates so much of what we value in his work. We see him grappling with questions of national identity, political power, the nature of theater, and the complexities of the human heart. His language becomes richer and more nuanced, capable of expressing the subtlest shades of thought and emotion. But perhaps most importantly, we see Shakespeare pushing against the boundaries of what theater could do. He was no longer content with merely entertaining his audience. He wanted to challenge them, to make them think and feel in new ways. The plays of 1599 demand active engagement from their viewers, inviting them to wrestle with moral ambiguities and to see the world from multiple perspectives. In many ways, the Shakespeare who emerged from 1599 was the Shakespeare we recognize today. The peerless observer of human nature, the unmatched crafter of language, the writer who holds up a mirror to our own lives and times. By immersing ourselves in this pivotal year, we can better understand not just Shakespeare's development as an artist, but the birth of modern drama itself.